This is STPB News. I'm Jeremy Ludeman. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services is releasing reports that led to their decision to cut ties with the Indian Health Service Hospital in Pine Ridge. CMS placed the hospital on immediate jeopardy status late last week. STPB's Lee Strubinger reports.
CMS found the hospital failed to comply with standards they set for providing care. The organization made the immediate jeopardy designation after the third of three unannounced visits to the Pine Ridge IHS hospital. After the third visit in late October, they found the staff was negligent when monitoring diabetic patients that arrived at the emergency room. The CMS report says staff failed to get an accurate determination of the severity of patients' conditions. One patient was brought into the emergency department around noon on October 16th. The patient's blood glucose level was severely high, but staff didn't get a proper reading of that person's levels until an hour and a half after they initially arrived. The patient's condition got severe enough that the patient was finally flown to the intensive care unit at Rapid City Regional. Doctors took the patient into surgery, where they found blood wasn't getting to part of his intestines. That tissue was dead, and the patient died during surgery. CMS says that and similar cases are leading to their involuntary termination of contract with the Pine Ridge Hospital. Medicare and Medicaid payments will no longer be made to the hospital starting November 18th. After repeated attempts, IHS officials did not return any calls for comment. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.
Mostly clear to partly cloudy skies expected tonight with lows from the teens to the lower 20s. For tomorrow, partly cloudy skies with clouds increasing in the afternoon. Highs from near 30 in far northern South Dakota to the upper 40s in the far south. And the forecast for Wednesday night, partly cloudy skies expected, lows mainly in the teens. More news at listen.sdpb.org. You're with listener-supported South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Good evening.